Hello there, my name is Robert Ebenezer Saria Smith, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry, Accra, Ghana. Wherever that you are, lift up your voice and let us pray. Kadiri hasi brahasiya tanabaha. Lay your hands upon your heart and let me pray with you. Father, we declare by divine authority the name above every other name. We pray that let the heavens be open. We pray for your might, we pray for your power, we pray for your zeal, we pray for your enablement, we pray for your capacity, we pray for your understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you so much for joining me. It's an honor for you to join me once again to study under the feet of the Almighty God. Today we'll be studying about a particular topic that I titled, The Secret of Supernatural Supplies. The Secret of Supernatural Supplies. The Secret of Supernatural Supplies. We're going to turn the Bible with me to Psalm 25 verse 14. Psalm 25 verse 14. I read, is that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant. Is that the secret of the Lord is with them that fears him, and he will shew his covenant unto them. We are dealing with the secret of supernatural supply. This year we have declared as our year of supernatural supply. And the Lord has sent me to speak this prophetic word over your spirit, over your soul, and it will manifest over your body concerning the secret of the supernatural supply. There are four secrets to supernatural supplies. The first one is love. Love. The second one is trust. Trust. The third one is faith. Faith. The fourth one is walking in knowledge. Walking in knowledge. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, I will shake the heavens for your sake, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. These are the four areas that God is going to shake pertaining to the secrets of supernatural supply in your life this year. He's going to shake, and as he shakes them, it will birth out the secret of the supernatural supply pertaining to your life. I don't know whoever that is watching me, but I pray the release of the boldness to receive this particular secret from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Is that I will shake the nations, the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. In the verses here, the Bible says, is that the silver is mine, is that the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In the verse 9, he says, is that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. The glory of 2023 shall be greater than 2022. Prophetically, I declare by you that the glory of 2023 shall be greater than that of 2022. That saith the Lord of hosts. Is that in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. This particular one thing that you must expect from the Lord is to expect the peace of God. The peace of God. God is going to release unto you. So I'm going to deal with the secrets of supernatural supply. And the first one is love. How do you love? It's your love for God. Your love for God. It is not possible to see God and not to be sought after by his blessings. It is never possible. When you seek God, good things must also seek you. Tell your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Jesus prophesied and gave a word pertaining to this particular statement. Jesus said unto him, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with thy soul, and with all thy mind. He said, you will love the Lord with all thy heart first, with thy soul, and with all thy mind. Three dimensions, heart, mind, and soul. When it comes to the secret of the supernatural supply, the first thing that you have to do, one of the major secrets of supernatural supply is to love God with your mind, with your soul, and with your heart. Scripture example of people that love God and answer supernatural supplies are first, King Solomon, and a scripture reference will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. Check it out. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. And King Uzziah, he loved the Lord so mightily. King Uzziah, the scripture reference will be taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 5 to 11. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 5 to 11. And the King David, the man after God's own heart, Kadili Uzziah, and that one will be also found in the book of Psalms. When you read the book of Psalms, you get to understand that David did love the Lord with all his might, with all his heart, with all his mind. Everything that pertains to David did love the Lord. That is why God said, David, a man after my own heart, because he first loved God, and God also loved him. The value you allocate to God determines the value you get on earth. It determines it. This year, prophetically, I declare by you that may the Spirit of the Lord discipline you for you to have value in the things of God, in order for things to also value you in the name of Jesus. When you give God your affection, He gives His attention for provision. He gives His attention for provision. This should may the Lord give His attention for your provision in the mighty name of Jesus. When you touch His heart, you move His hand, and the movement of His hand equals massive supply. The movement of God's hand equals massive supply. Child of God, I want you to understand that we are dealing with the secrets of supernatural supply. And this year has been declared as our year of supernatural supply. We are going to the second secret, that is trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God. Trusting in God refers to looking absolutely unto God and absolutely away from anyone else, including yourself. You have been looking at man for too long. You have been looking unto man for too long. This is the year that you have to solely depend on God. And God is going to supply whatever that you need to you. It doesn't matter whether you need a job. It doesn't matter whether you need a business. It doesn't matter whether you need a deliverance. It doesn't matter whether you need a healing. It doesn't matter whether you need a marriage, travel, and opportunity. It doesn't matter whether you want to meet men of great stature. It doesn't matter whether you want financial freedom or financial capability. It doesn't matter whether you want your freedom, your divine freedom. It doesn't matter whether you want your divine release. It doesn't matter whether you want a particular big man who sits on a particular board to sign upon a particular document for you. He said, trust in God solely this year. And whatever that you are seeking for, I prophesy to you that the Lord will release it unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Turn your Bible with me to Psalm 9 verse 10. Psalm 9 verse 10. As in they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. They that know their name will put their trust in thee. If you don't know the name of the Lord, you can never put your trust in Him. If you don't know the name of the Lord, you can never put your trust in Him. Knowing the name of the Lord, knowing the meaning of the name of the Lord, will cause you to put your trust in Him. It's that for the Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee. The Lord has not forsaken them that seek thee. He will never forsake you. I don't know whatever that you are going through. He will never forsake you. This year, 2023, the Lord has promised that He will never forsake you whatever that you are going through. He will deliver you at all costs. It doesn't matter whether you are at the ninth minute. He will deliver you. It doesn't matter whether you are at your edge. He will deliver you. The Lord says He will deliver you no matter what this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. You also got to understand that whilst you are trusting in God, God can use a man as a channel of supernatural supply. But no man can be a source. When you make a man a channel to be a source, you dry out with a channel. Whenever you make a man your source, whenever you make a man your source, you always dry out. But whenever you make God your source and man your channel, there is always provision. Provision are always made. I pray that this year you understand the concept of trusting in God. You understand the concept of the secret of supernatural supply. That the Lord will be with you and the Lord will release whatever that He has prepared on His table for you and that is for you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. When God is your source, you never run out of resources. But if man is your source, you never get enough of resources. There is always not enough. Man can never give you to the point that you don't need anything anymore. No, it is only God that this year, 2023, He has said and He has declared that He is going to release whatever that He wants to you at your mercy and at your doorstep unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we are dealing with the secrets of supernatural supply under the year of supernatural supply. The third secret is faith in God. Faith in God. Faith in God is the magnet of supernatural supply. It is the magnet that attracts the supernatural supplies of God. Blessings are transmissible through faith. Every blessing is transmissible through faith. Believing precedes seeing the limit of your belief in the limit of your supply. Believing precedes seeing. When you believe, you will see. Believing precedes seeing. The limit of your belief is the limit of your supply. I pray that the limit of your belief will never be the limit of your supply this year, because the Lord is giving you wisdom above your years in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you turn the Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12? Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That ye may not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherited the promises. So through faith, a group of people in the Bible were outlined who through faith, they inherited the promises of God. They inherited the promises of God. Prophetically, I declare over whoever that is watching me right now, whoever that is listening to me right now, that you shall inherit the promise of God because you have faith in God this year, a secret to the supernatural supplies. There are things you can't inherit without faith. I need you to understand that. Faith begins with a revelation and continues with a conviction and proceeds into declaration and it's culminates into action. It is culminates into action. That is what I needed to understand. So faith is a secret of a supernatural supply. And I pray that you will have faith, you will receive faith like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. The fourth secret to the supernatural supply is walking in knowledge. Walking in knowledge. Walking in knowledge. Walking in knowledge. This is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of your inheritance in God. The knowledge of how supernatural supply works. So it comes, knowledge comes in three dimensions. It is the knowledge of God, not the knowledge of man. It is the knowledge of God, not the knowledge of Lucifer. It is not diabolical knowledge. This knowledge is from heaven. And it's also the knowledge of your inheritance. So the moment you get the knowledge of God, you will get the knowledge about your inheritance. If you don't know anything about your inheritance, you can never assess your inheritance. So you getting this knowledge will empower you. It will enable you. It will graciously cause you to assess your inheritance in Christ Jesus. It is the knowledge of how supernatural supply also work. You will get the knowledge and how supernatural supply work. How and that's work. How does it work? This is why when I teach you about the word of the Lord, when I prophesy to you, you will get this knowledge concerning how supernatural supply work. And you get to understand that there are secrets of supernatural supplies. Prophetically, I pray that may the Spirit of the Lord release a garment of knowledge upon you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let mantles of knowledge be released upon you now in the mighty name of Jesus. I baptize you with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that you will receive the knowledge of Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. You will turn the Bible with me to Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 4. That saith the Lord. He said, therefore I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. If you don't know the way of your God this year, you will be foolish in the eyes of God. You will be foolish in the eyes of men. You will be foolish in the eyes of Lucifer. But if you know the ways of God, if you know the judgment of your God, it is then that you will receive knowledge. It is then that wisdom will be better than the knowledge, and you will be classified as a man of wisdom. I pray that you understand these keys and you understand these secrets in the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to understand that learning affects earning, both in physical and in the spiritual. This is ascribed to those who want financial favor from the Lord. Knowledge of what to do with supernatural supply will shift you to another level of your sphere in life. Another level or sphere in life. I pray that you receive knowledge that will cause you to climb to the next position. That the knowledge you have received will cause you to be promoted at your place of work in the mighty name of Jesus. You also got to understand that life is in phases, and men are in sizes. Accept your size per time. Accept your size per time. Prophetically, I declare that the relevant knowledge you need to attract your supplies is coming your way this year in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter your name. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter who gave birth to you. It doesn't matter who took care of you. It doesn't matter. But what matters is, that's here the Lord. He said, the relevant knowledge you need to attract your supplies is coming your way now in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare that your resources that were tied down somewhere, the system shall be put under pressure until all that is yours is released in the name of Jesus. Those who are waiting for something, a bigger breakthrough, that it must go through a channel named a system. It must go through a channel or a system. I pray and I declare that it shall be released unto you this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare that your income level is shifting levels drastically in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no more have an under income, but I see your income going up and higher after receiving the secrets of supernatural supply this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare that you shall break boundaries and break barriers and exceed in all limits in the name of Jesus. I see you breaking limits. I see you breaking boundaries. I see you becoming a giant, a mogul, wherever that you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we dealt with the secret of supernatural supply. My name is Robert Ebenezer Asari Asumi, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. Have a lovely day.